This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There are new legal and religious questions surrounding gay marriage. Today, the Vatican launched a global campaign against same-sex unions. Yesterday, President Bush said White House lawyers are working to keep marriage limited to heterosexual couples. And there's a movement in the House of Representatives to amend the Constitution to prevent gay marriage. The majority of Americans, between 55% and 60%, say they do not believe that marriage for gays and lesbians should be legal. We asked people in Chicago's Daily Plaza for their opinions.
My name is Tracy Allen. I have a lesbian best friend, but as far as marriage, I can't condone that.
Anthony Munoz. It's fine, I guess, fine and dandy, I guess the way things are now in society. I guess society should accept it, you know. It's out in the open now. I mean, it's not in the closet anymore. The gig is up.
My name is Maricela Wilson. I don't believe in gay things at all. I think it's not right. I support Bush's decision in saying no marriage to a gay.
My name is Kevin Carter, and I have absolutely no problem with gay marriage. I'm a heterosexual. My marriage will not be threatened in any way by gays, homosexuals, lesbians getting married. I see nothing absolutely wrong with it.
My name is John Schmidt. I'd say I probably would be against it. If you want to say like domestic partner or something like that, you know, I'd be fine with that. Because a marriage is a man and a woman. That's what it is to me.
In Chicago's Daily Plaza, opinions about the legalization of gay marriage.
To examine some of the legal issues surrounding gay marriage and the likely next steps in this battle, we turn to Evan Wolfson, executive director of Freedom to Marry, a national group working to win marriage equality nationwide, and Jordan Lawrence, senior counsel for the Alliance Defense Fund, a Christian legal organization that opposes gay marriage. First, Mr. Wolfson, the legal landscape right now, where are we in the battle for same-sex marriage?
Where we are now is that there are several court cases moving forward in which courts are in the clear, cool light of a courtroom looking at whether there is any good reason to exclude couples from the institution of civil marriage. At the same time, legislatures from California to Connecticut are grappling with this question of how do we provide protections to the same-sex couples and their families who live as our neighbors in this country.
And Mr. Lawrence, again, just quickly, the next battleground.
The next battleground is going to be, I think, if Massachusetts and or some of the other ones that are on deck, like New Jersey, for example, their state Supreme Courts legalize same-sex marriage, then the battle will be moved then to the other states where somebody married in Massachusetts, a same-sex couple, will try to get legal recognition of it in another state. And then there will also be a big effort, I think, by Congress to pass a federal constitutional amendment defining marriage as one man and one woman. And that would go out to the states probably, and there would be a big political battle.
Mr. Lawrence, did the Supreme Court's decision, did that have any effect on this debate on the case for gay marriage?
I think you mean the sodomy law decision in Lawrence v. Texas?
Yes.
Is that what you're... with Lawrence v. Texas, the media reports with that major decision that came down from the Supreme Court immediately connected the dots to marriage. The jailhouses in Texas and elsewhere did not fling their doors open and all these people who supposedly had been arrested for consensual sodomy were let go, that because there weren't that many, or probably none at all. What happened was the decision is a springboard to go after other things, such as marriage laws. And the media reports connected the dots. And I think that that's why we've seen these recent polls that have shown the drop-off in support for same-sex marriage or gay rights generally, is because I think it scared a lot of people. They saw where this was leading to, and they're saying, you know what? We want to have a definition of marriage that's existed from the beginning of time and not alter it like it's some elastic Play-Doh or something like that.
Mr. Wolfson, the Supreme Court, in its ruling on the Texas sodomy law, said that gays are entitled to respect for their private lives. Did that decision in some way bolster the case for gay marriage?
What the Supreme Court said, that love and intimacy and family and commitment and sex all have deep constitutional protection, and that gay people have an equal right to participate in these life-defining values and choices. And so absolutely, this decision put wind in the sails in favor of ending exclusion from important family institutions such as marriage.
And in conclusion, Mr. Lawrence, why do you think legalizing gay marriage presents such a threat, and a threat to what?
Well, it's not gay marriage by itself. I think that for at least 50 years, we have increasingly had replaced a view that people should not have sex unless they're in marriage. That's the best way to build a stable society. And that we've gone to, and we've transferred, you know, during the hippie era, Hugh Hefner, et cetera, into a time where people feel that they should be able to do whatever they want to be sexually gratified, that it's their right to do that. And this just pushes that farther down the road by saying everybody should be able to do whatever they want. So I think it's not just gay marriage, that that's going to be the issue that's the end of the world. I think we've got to turn back from this road we've been on for 50 years back to something that's more stable and something that will harness the energies of our people in a much more in a better way than we are right now. I fear for the future of our country if we keep down this path of radical individualism in the areas of sex and marriage.
And Mr. Wolfson, and this really will have to be very quick, why is the right to engage in a civil marriage so important, even at a time when gay Americans at this point in history are experiencing an unprecedented level of acceptance and influence?
Well, I think it's ironic that the groups that talk about stability and family values and commitment make as their number one agenda item attacking gay people who want the freedom to marry. The irony here is that gay people are seeking the protections, commitment, and responsibilities that will enable them and us to protect our families and our loved ones on equal terms. And just as Canada has moved in the direction of ending discrimination in marriage, the United States will too.
Evan Wolfson, Jordan Lawrence, thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Evan Wolfson is Executive Director of Freedom to Marry, an organization that promotes gay marriage, and Jordan Lawrence is Senior Counsel for the Alliance Defense Fund, which develops legal strategies to oppose gay marriage.